Lord.
好，我们有机会再聚在一起。
So we have another opportunity to gather together.
我上一次来的时候，我是用英语讲道。
The last time I was here, I was preaching in English.
不过后来弟兄们告诉我说，他们还是比较盼望我能够用中文讲道。
Then the brothers told me, they really hope that I could preach in Chinese.
因为这里听中文的还是占多数。
Because majority of the audience speak Chinese.
虽然我的中文讲的不是很标准。
And my Chinese was not that good.
你们忍受很多年，我相信再忍受多一天吧。
So please bear me one more time.
好，我们来祷告。
Shall we pray?
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
能够聚在一起，能够听见诗班献唱。
That we,
讲到他们里面 有一个喜乐，有一个平静。
That we can get together to hear our choir singing the song, talking about they have a blessed quietness in them.
他们有这个把握。
That they have this assurance.
因为他们认识你。
Because they know you.
主，我们把在下面的福音朋友们，你一个一个的交托在你的恩手里面。
Lord, I commit the gospel friends one by one onto your hand.
真盼望他们也能够享受到这一个喜乐，这一个平安。
I pray that they will also enjoy this joy and peace.
也有这个把握。
So that they will also have this assurance.
主，我们把以下时间交托在你恩手中。
So we commit the following time onto your hand.
求你祝福。
May you bless us.
祷告奉你宝贵的圣名求。
I pray in precious name. Amen.
我上次来到Kellyville, 我里面的负担就是要传讲关于认识神。
The last time I came to Kellyville, my burden in me was to preach about knowing God.
因为我们生命中有很多很多事情我们觉得需要去做。
Because in our life, we always feel there are so many things that we want to accomplish.
但是我们的时间是很有限。
However, our time is so limited.
所以我们一定要分清楚哪些事情是比较重要的，哪些事情是次要的，或者哪些事情是不重要的。
So we have to identify what are the things that are important, what are the things that are not important or not urgent.
因为如果我们不这样做的话，我们会花了很多或者浪费很多时间去做那些不重要的事。
Because if we do not distinguish all of them, we would be wasting a lot of time doing things that are not important.
重要的事情是什么呢？
So what are the important things?
当然我们的家人。
Of course, our family members.
你有孩子，你也当然照顾孩子。
Your children.
但是在每一个人的生命里面，我觉得最重要的一件事就是要认识神。
However, in every one of our life, the most important thing is to know God.
在约翰福音第十七章第三节这样说。
In Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3,
他说：“认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣，这就是永生。”
It says, "This is eternity to know God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. This is the eternal life."
这个认识呢，不是头脑上的认识。
And this knowing is not a head knowledge.
不是只是知道关于他们的事。
It is not just about knowing about things of Jesus and God.
而是从心里面。
But to know from your heart,
来认识和接受他们。
To know from your heart and receive Jesus Christ.
我今天在这里，我还是要继续讲关于认识神。
So here today, I'm continuing to speak about knowing God.
但是我要讲关于神是圣洁的神这件事。
But I will focus on the matter of God is a holy God.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。第一节到第五节。
So shall we read the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 5?
以赛亚书第六章第一节到第五节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 to 5.
当乌西亚王登的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
其上有沙拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
我们再看圣经的最后一本书，启示录第四章第八节。
And shall we also look at the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8.
四活物各有六个翅膀，天底内外都满了眼睛，这第四章第八节。他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
以赛亚是一个犹太人。
Isaiah was a Jew.
写启示录的也是一个犹太人，叫做约翰。
The one who wrote the book of Revelation, John, was also a Jew.
约翰当时跟随主耶稣的时候是其中十二个门徒里面最年轻的一个。
John was one of the 12 disciples that followed Jesus, and he was the youngest.
当他写启示录的时候，他是一个很老的一个神的仆人。
But when he wrote the book of Revelation, he was very, very old already.
以赛亚和约翰所看见的异象，
The vision that Isaiah and John saw,
就差不多是一样的。
It's almost the same one.
因为他们看到一个那个活物呢，是有六个翅膀的活物。
Because they saw living creatures with six wings.
唯一不同的地方就是在启示录的那个活物，它是偏体充满了眼睛。
The only difference is in the book of Revelation, the living creature has eyes all over his body.
里面有一句话是相同的。
But there's one sentence that was the same.
据他们讲到神的时候，他们是用圣哉、圣哉、圣哉这一个字来描述。
That is, when they referring to God, they said, Holy, Holy, Holy. That is the word they used to describe God.
你知道吗？当我们写作的时候，
You know, when we write,
当我们觉得有一个字是比较重要的时候，
When we think one of the words is important,
我们常常会把那个字弄大一点。
We would normally enlarge the word.
用厚黑的字体让它显得更显眼。
Or bold the word so that it is more outstanding.
或者画一个圈。
Or circle the word.
或者画一条线在下面。
Or underline the word.
来告诉我们说这个字是很重要。
To tell people that this word is very important.
犹太人他们写作的时候，他们有另一个方法。
But when the Jews write stuff, they use another way to express, importance.
就是他们用重复，来注重那一个字。
Which is repetition.
我们看好像，保罗在加拉太书第一章第八节、第九节他这样说。
For example, when Paul wrote the book of Galatians in chapter 1 verse 8 and 9, he says,
他说，但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 8 to 9, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed.
保罗常常就是这样子来重复的来提醒弟兄姐妹们什么事情是他们需要注意需要听的。
Paul always used repetition to remind people what kind of thing is this that they need to pay attention to.
好像在腓立比书他告诉信徒们说你们要洗了我再说你们要洗了。
Like in the book of Philippians, he said, Rejoice, I say it again, rejoice always.
当耶稣跟门徒们在一起的时候
When Jesus was with his disciples,
我甚至他向群众们讲道的时候
or when he was preaching to the crowds,
当他要他们注意一些事情
or when he wants to raise attention to the disciples,
他常常会说我实实在在地告诉你们
he would always say, truly, truly, I tell you.
所以他这样说就是要重调一下这个我现在要说的话很重要你们要注意地听
By mentioning the words twice, Jesus is to say that what I'm going to say is very important. Pay attention to it.
当然耶稣说的每一句话都是很重要。
Of course, whatever our Lord Jesus said, every sentence of him is important.
我们都要注意。
We should all pay attention to what he said.
当他这样讲的时候我们要更要注意。
But when Jesus repeats his word, we will pay more attention to it.
在整本圣经里面
In the whole book of Bible,
就这一个地方，在以赛亚书第六章和启示录第四章。
Only in those two places, Isaiah 6:1-5 and Revelation chapter 4 verse 8.
神觉得这个事情是这么的重要。
Could we see that God think one thing is so important?
让以赛亚和约翰这样子的写。
That he let Isaiah and John wrote in such a way.
他们没有说圣哉。
They didn't say holy.
他们没有再重复的说圣哉圣哉。
They didn't say holy holy.
他们说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Instead, they said holy holy holy.
万军之耶和华。
Our Lord Almighty.
他的荣光充满全地。
His glory is filled in all the earth.
他们没有说神是爱，神是爱，神是爱。
They didn't say the Lord is love, God is love, God is love.
或者神的大能，神的大能，神的大能。
Or God's Almighty, Almighty, Almighty.
他们要我们看见神是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉的一位神。
Instead, they wanted people to see God is a holy, holy, holy God.
当以赛亚书写第六章的时候他说到当乌西亚王崩的那年
Isaiah wrote the chapter 6 and he said in the year that King Uzziah died
他看见这一个异象
He saw this vision
好像神把天打开
As if God had opened up the heaven
把天上的景象向以赛亚显露
And showed him scenes in the heaven to Isaiah
他说当乌西亚王崩的那年
He said, when King Uzziah died,
我们知道乌西亚王是谁吗
Do we know who is King Uzziah?
你如果有读圣经的话
If you had read the Bible,
你知道在圣经中描述那些以色列或者犹大的王里面
You know, for all the kings that are described by the Bible, the kings from Jude or the king from Israel,
乌西亚王应该是排名五名 之内的一个很好的一个王。
Uzziah should be one of the good kings that is in the top five.
我们知道大卫王和所罗门王应该是排一排二的那一个。
We know King David and King Solomon are one of the best kings.
但是乌西亚王他的功绩是很好的。
And King Uzziah, he also achieved a lot.
在他起初的做王的那些年里面他也是很敬畏神的一个王
In the first few years when he was king he feared God much
但最后呢
However in the end
很可惜的
Very unfortunately
乌西亚王变成一个骄傲的一个人
King Uzziah became very proud
他强要在圣殿里面点香
He insisted to bring the incense into the holy place.
这地方只有神分别为圣的那些祭司们才可以做的事。
Which is something that only the priests that got separated apart from other people can do.
他硬要这样做。
Yet he insisted on doing such a thing by himself.
神让他得了大麻风病。
Eventually, God struck him with a leper.
他只能够最后只能够退到一个地方自己一个人住。
And eventually he could also withdraw to some place that he lived by himself.
在羞辱里面就这样子身亡了。
And he died in his shame.
所以当乌西亚王过世的那一年。
So in the year that King Uzziah passed away.
乌西亚王会这样子凄惨的一下场，因为他没有尊重神为圣哉的神。
King Uzziah had such a sorrowful ending because he did not honor God.
他变成骄傲。
He grew proud.
他没有尊耶和华为圣。
He did not esteem God to be the most holy God.
就在这一年，这个异象就向以赛亚。
However, in that year, the vision was opened up to Isaiah.
当以赛亚看见这个情景的时候
，When Isaiah saw this scene.
特别是看到那个活物。
Especially when he saw the creatures.
那个活物是有六个翅膀。
The living creatures had six wings.
这些活物应该像天使那样。
Those living creatures look like angels.
他们应该比人更高一等。
They should be more higher than human people.
您这些活物在神的荣光面前，他们也有两个翅膀来盖住他们的眼睛。
However, even though in front of the glory of God, these living creatures covered their eyes with two wings.
两个翅膀遮住他们的脚。
And with two other wings, they covered their feet.
我们记得当摩西在放羊的时候，神向他显现。
Remember when Moses was shepherding in the desert, God revealed himself to him.
神吩咐他说要把他脚上的鞋脱掉。
And God told him to take off his shoes.
因为他所在的地方是一个圣地。
Because where he stood was the holy ground.
神在圣殿里面。
God was in the temple.
连天使也要把他们的脚遮住。
Even the angels would cover their feet.
他们呼叫说圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And they cried out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
当他们这样说的时候，
When they're calling out like that,
门槛的根基震动，
The posts of the door were shaken.
殿充满了烟云。
And the temple house was filled with smoke.
你可以想象这个情景。
You could imagine such a scene.
马上的。
Immediately.
马上的。以赛亚有什么样反应？
What reaction Isaiah had?
他说祸哉。
He said, Woe is me.
不得了了。
Woe is me.
我灭亡了。
I'm undone.
因为他忽然间就很快地想到，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Because all of a sudden he thought about, I am a man of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
又因他眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
And also because his eyes have seen the king, the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚应该算是一个好人。
Isaiah is a good man.
不然神不会拣选他做先知。
Otherwise he wouldn't be selected to be the prophet.
当他眼见这个圣哉圣哉圣哉的神的时候，
However, when his eyes saw the holy, holy, holy God,
他马上想到我有祸了。
He immediately thought of, I am undone.
他马上就了解明白他是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Immediately he said that he's a man of unclean lips.
我们的嘴唇常常就是犯罪最多的。
Our lips is the object that sin most.
圣经甚至告诉我们说，
The Bible even told us,
有一天在审判的日子，
One day on the judgment day,
我们口里说出的每一句话，
Every single word out of our mouth,
每一句闲言，
Every single word,
都要在神面前要向神做交代。
We will have an account for every single word we say before the God.
以赛亚明白他是一个有罪的人。
Isaiah realized that he is a sinner.
因为他也是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
Because he's a man of unclean lips.
是一个很好的一个人。
such a good man.
在神伟大的神面前。
In the great God.
圣哉的神面前。
In front of the great holy God.
他明白他是一个有罪的人。
He understood that he is a sinful man.
圣经还有另一个人，他也是一个很好的一个人。
There's another good man in the Bible.
他名字叫叶伯。
His name is Job.
第一章第一节，叶伯记是告诉我们说，有这个人叫做叶伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Job chapter 1 verse 1 told us there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that the man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil.
哇，这真的是人中之人，是不是？
This is really the best of men.
他是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
He's blameless, upright, perfect, and turned away from evil.
那撒旦对神说，
And Satan told God,
他能够这样子，因为你祝福他。
He can be that because you blessed him.
你把他祝福全挪去，看他还不会像这样你
，take away,
这样子的这样做你。
Take away all your blessings upon him and see if he is still that good.
神的确让撒旦去做。
And God allowed Satan to do whatever he likes.
在很快的时间里面。
Within short time,
叶伯不单单失去了他的孩子们。
Not only did Job lose all his children,
他甚至在身上患了很多的怪病。
And he even had this disease, very strange disease.
身上全身痛，全身痒。
He had boils all over his body. He's always in pain and suffering.
甚至他太太
even his wife
告诉他说
told him,
你咒住神，死去算了吧。
Curse God and die.
叶伯不肯。
Job refused to do so.
他知道只有神是这样能够这样做。
He knew only God can do that.
他有三个好朋友来找他。
He had three really good friends.
这个三个好朋友也都是认识神的人。
Who came to see him, and those friends also know God.
但他们里面有一个结论，叶伯遭受这么多的苦，一定是他犯了什么罪。
But they had a conclusion in their hearts already, because Job had this consequence, must because he had done great things.
叶伯听了他们很多话，他说，我真的是没有。
Job heard all their talking, and Job defended for himself, I had done nothing wrong.
最后叶伯忍不住了。
Eventually,Job couldn't put up any wall.
问神到底发生了什么事。
And he asked God, what happened?
神就向他显现。
And then God appeared to him.
神在风中向他说话。
Appeared to him in the whirlwind.
最后叶伯的结论是什么？
And eventually, what was Job's conclusion?
在这个圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神面前，他有什么话说？
In front of the holy, holy, holy God, what did he have to say?
他说，我从前风闻有你。
He said,
现在亲眼看见你。
He said, I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee.
因此我厌恶自己在尘土 和炉灰中懊悔。
Therefore I despise myself and repent in the dust and ashes.
这个正直的人。
This upright, blameless man.
敬畏神的人。
This man who fears God,
当他看见神的荣耀，
when he sees God's glory,
这个圣哉圣哉圣哉的神，
the glory of the holy, holy, holy God,
他自己也要厌恶自己，自己在灰尘中懊悔。
He himself despised himself and repent in dust and ashes.
我们的神是一个永远不会改变的神。
Our God will never change.
在旧约的时代，他是这样的一个神。
In the Old Testament, he is such a God.
他是一个圣洁的神。
He is holy.
不允许任何人在他的圣洁的这个性情上有什么干犯。
He did not allow anyone to sin against his holiness, his divine nature.
我们记得在旧约时候，亚伦有两个儿子。
We remember in the Old Testament.Aaron had two sons.
在利未记第十章记载了拉达和亚比胡这两个人。
In the chapter 10 of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus recorded the story of his two sons, Nadab and Abihu.
神已经命令他们说，在祭坛里面 用的火，香炉里面用的火一定要是从神自己发出来的火。
God already commanded them the fire they use in the incense should come from the fire in the altar.
这个圣在的神是要降下圣火，让他们用这个圣火来在神面前用在香炉上。
The Holy God himself gave him the holy fire so that they can use for the incense.
但是亚伦这两个儿子他们却用了燔火，他们自己点的火。
However, Aaron's two sons used their own fire, the fire they made by themselves.
结果火从神那里发出来，把他们两个人烧死了。
And then there was the fire coming out from the Lord to burn them to death.
很可怕的。
It's truly horrible.
在圣洁的神面前。
In front of our holy God.
竟敢不听神的话。
They dared to sin against God.
用自己以为可以够得上的东西就拿出来。
To use things that they think is enough for God.
我们记得摩西和亚伦。
We also remember Moses and Aaron.
他们在神面前有很多很多的功绩。
They had so many achievements before God.
能够把以色列民从埃及地里面带出来，过了红海。
They led the people of Israel out of Egypt, crossed the Red Sea.
40年里面一直带着这些群众。
And for 40 years, they had been leading the community.
但是有一件事。
However, there was one thing.
他们做错了。
They did wrong.
结果他们就失去了进入迦南美地的那个资格。
And they were disqualified to enter the land of Canaan.
他们的罪名是什么呢？
What was the thing that they did wrong?
他们罪名是因为他们不在以色列人中眼前尊神为圣。
The thing that they did wrong is they did not esteem God to be holy in front of the people of Israel.
神是一个圣哉圣哉圣哉的神。
Our God is a God of holy, holy, holy.
神叫他们只要 呼喊那个磐石，水就出来。
God asked them to call the rock so that the water can come out.
但是摩西因为以色列民的投诉，他生气了，就用杖击打了那个石头，那个磐石两次。
However, Moses was angry because of the great complaints from the people, so he struck the rock twice with his rod.
就在这一个事情上。
On this matter.
他不在以色列人眼前尊神为圣。
He did not esteem God to be holy in front of the people of Israel.
他们两个人就失去了进入迦南美地的资格。
Those two people were disqualified to enter the land of Canaan.
所以你们看见神是一个圣洁的神。
So we see that God is a holy God.
不允许任何人来干犯他的圣洁的
定情。He did not allow anyone to sin against his holy divine nature.
那我们怎样能够来到他面前来亲近他呢？
So how can we then come near to him to worship him?
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
是神自己要和我们同住。
It is God himself who desired to live with us.
我们记得在旧约里面借着会幕借着圣殿神要住在神的子民当中。
In the Old Testament, God dwelled among his people through the tabernacle, through the holy temple.
是他的心意。
It is his heart's desire.
他要和我们同住。
He wants to live with us.
但是有几个条件。
However, there were several conditions.
我们看以赛亚书第57章第15节。
Let's read the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也以心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one.
神是一个圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
凭我们自己的能力、自己的努力，我们根本不可能达到他的圣洁的那种标准。
By our own efforts and ability, it is impossible for us to reach his standard of holiness.
但是当我们来到他面前的时候
，However, when we come before him,
像以赛亚、像耶伯、像约翰
，like Isaiah, like Job and John,
当我们愿意谦卑我们自己
，when we are willing to lower ourselves,
承认我们是有罪的人
，to confess that we are sinner,
我们在神的圣洁的面前。
Then in front of the holiness of God,
我们愿意痛悔，我们愿意谦卑。
We're willing to repent and to humble ourselves.
神就说，我愿意与你们同住。
God said, yes, I'm willing to dwell with you.
他要让我们的心苏醒。
He will revive our heart.
好像在耶利米书第31章，他这样子的对耶利米说。
Just like when he said to prophet Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31,
第31节说，
Verse 31.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要以以色列家和犹大家另立新耶。”第33节，耶和华说：“那些日子以后，我要以以色列家所行的业乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31 and 33. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
也好像以西结第36章26节这样说，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面。又从你们的肉体中除掉世心，赐给你们肉心。
And also just like Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 27, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
看见吗？这几节圣经里面都讲到是神自己来做这个事。
You see, in those two places, we can see that God himself initiated to do such a thing.
他说，我要把律法放在他们心里面。
He said, I will put my law within them.
我要写在他们的心上。
He said, I will write upon their heart.
我要做他们的神。
He said, I will be their God.
我要赐给他们一个新心。
He said, I will give them a new heart.
将心灵放在他们里面。
And put a new spirit in them.
要从你们中间把你们的世心、硬的心、刚硬的心拿掉。
He said, I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you.
赐给你们一个肉心。
He said, I will give you a heart of flesh.
啊，我是一个心脏有点问题的人。
I'm a person with a heart problem.
我真盼望神现在就在我里面做这样的手术。
I really hope that God right now will do such a surgery on me.
不单给我一颗对他有感觉的心。
Not only give me a heart that has a feeling towards him.
也是比较健康的一个心。
But also give me a healthy heart.
神要在我们里面每一个人里面做这样的工作。
God is to do this such a thing to every one of us inside us.
因为他要我们。和他同住。
Because he wants us to live with him.
这怎么可能呢？
How can this be?
他该怎样这样做呢？
How should he do such a thing?
他怎样能够做得到呢？
How can he accomplish this?
当然他能做得到，因为他是神。
Of course he is able to because he is God.
但是他要付一个很大很大的一个代价。
But he had to pay a very big price for it.
以赛亚书在写第六章和写57章中间
Between the time Isaiah wrote chapter 6 and chapter 53
他也写了以赛亚书第53章
He also wrote chapter 53
那里面就讲到神要怎样才能够做到与我们同住的那个情景
Where it describes how God can accomplish and reach the purpose of living with us
以赛亚书53章讲到一个人
Book of Isaiah 53 talked about one man.
这个人就是神自己 的独生子。
This man is God's own beloved son.
第三节他这样说。
In verse 3 it says,
他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
Chapter 53 verse 3, He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him.
我们一起来念吧，第四节开始。
Shall we read together from verse 4?
到第四节。
Until verse 10.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，他们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下俯身，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被过去，是与他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活的人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁至死的时候与财主同葬，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。这一篇以赛亚书53篇。
This chapter 53 of Book of Isaiah
是耶稣出生之前很长很长的日子里面之前写出来的。
Was written many many years ago, many many years before Lord Jesus Christ was born.
神不单单在第六章向把天向以赛亚打开。
Not only the Lord in chapter 6 opened the heaven to Isaiah.
神也把这个意象告诉他，他的儿子耶稣基督在2000年的时候，在公元30多年的时候，为我们这些人死在十字架上。
But also revealed to Isaiah the vision that his only son would die in about 30 AD.
第四节讲到是耶和华定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
Verse 10 says, "It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief."
我们想，怎么有可能？
We think, how can this be?
一个圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
A holy, holy, holy God.
却定义了要把他自己的儿子压伤。
It was determined to crush his only son.
定义的使他受痛苦。
Determined to put him to suffering.
他这样做是因为要得着我们。
He did this in order to gain us.
很难想象。
It is hard to imagine.
让我告诉你一个故事吧。
But let me tell you a story.
有一次在一个小教会里面。
Once upon a time in a small church.
在牧师在讲道之前。
Before the pastor went to preach.
他说今天我们来了一个比较特别的一个来宾，一个客人。
He said, "Today we have a very special guest."
他说，这位老弟兄是我的一个很好的朋友。
He said, "This old brother was my great friend."
在我长大的时候，他给我很多很多的帮助。
While I was growing up, he gave me much help.
我想在讲道之前，请他上来说几句话吧。
So before I start preaching, I'd like to invite him to say something to you.
然后啊，就请了这一个老人到了台上去。
And then they invited this old man to the pulpit.
这老人看了看了众人。
An old man looked at the audience.
啊，他就说，我今天我要向你们讲一个故事。
He said, "Today I'm going to tell you a story."
他说很久以前。
He said, long time ago,
有一个父亲带了他的儿子和他儿子的一个好朋友。
A father, took his son and his son's good friend.
他带了他们去钓鱼。
He took the two of them to go fishing.
他们坐了一个小船就到海上去钓鱼。
And he sat in a boat and, went out to the sea for fishing.
那天忽然间起了大风暴。
All of a sudden there was a storm.
然后那个船小船在很快时间就被冲倒了。
The little boat was, was capsized.
他们三个人就倒在水里面。
All three of them fell into the water.
那父亲他因为他力气比较大，所以他能够爬回去那个小船。
The father was strong enough to climb back to the boat.
当然就在尽快的时间里面找到一个救生圈。
And he found a floaty.
绑了一条绳子在救生圈上。
So he tied a rope around the floaty.
但是他只有一个。
However, there was only one.
他看到他的儿子，他儿子的朋友在海中里面挣扎。
He saw his son as well as his son's friend struggling in the water.
他现在要做一个决定。
He had to make a decision.
他要把这救生圈抛给他儿子呢
？Shall he throw the floaty to his own son?
还是要把救生圈抛给他儿子的好朋友
？Or shall he throw the floaty to his son's friend?
最后他做了一个决定。
In the end, he made a decision.
他说：“儿子，我爱你。”
He says, "Son, I love you."
但是他却把救生圈抛给他的儿子的好朋友。
Yet he threw the floaty to his son's friend.
为什么这个父亲这样做呢
？Why did he do that?
因为他知道他的儿子也是信主耶稣。
Because he knows that his son believed in God.
他的儿子的好朋友却还没有。
However, his son's friend.Did not believe in God.
他儿子那天如果丧失了生命，他就马上到耶稣那里去。
If his sons die, he would go to the Lord immediately.
但是他儿子的朋友如果那天失丧了生命，他就再没有机会听到福音。
However, if his son's friend lost his life, he would never have opportunity to hear about the gospel.
这位老人讲到的时候，他发觉前面有坐着两个年轻人。
As he was telling the story, he saw two young people sitting in the front rows.
很不是很注意的，但是后来听到这个故事的时候，他们身体挺直起来，一直在注意的听。
Originally, they were not paying attention, but as they heard the story, they sat up and paid more attention to it.
然后这位老人就说到，神爱世人。
And then this old man said, God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And give his only son to the world.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believed in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Then he sat down.
然后那个年轻的牧师起来，又继续的讲道。讲道结束之后呢
？The young pastor stood up and continued to preach. And as he finished preaching.
那两个年轻人就跑到那个老人那里去。
Those two young men ran to the old man.
他说：“先生，那个故事的确很有趣。”
They said, "Sir, that was an interesting story."
但是太不可能吧
？But it is quite impossible, isn't it?
怎么哪有一个父亲会这样做的
？How can a father do such a thing?
那个老人就笑着对他们说。
And then the old man smiled and Tell them.
的确，我觉得这个故事很难相信。
I do think this story was quite unbelievable.
但是这个故事的确让我了解到神是怎样子的爱我们。
However, this story did allow me to realize how God loved us.
然后这个老人对他们说。
And then the old man told them.
我就是那个父亲。
I was that father.
你们的牧师就是那个我儿子的好朋友。
The pastor now you have is the good friend of my son.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters.
朋友们
Friends.
这个圣哉圣哉圣哉的神。
The holy, holy, holy God.
知道凭着我们自己的能力，我们不可能到他那里去。
He knows that according to our effort and ability, it is impossible for us to reach him.
他为我们准备了一切。
So he had prepared everything for us.
他做了一切的准备，要我们来和他相亲。
He made everything ready so that we can go to him.
要我们亲近他。
So that we can go close to him.
他要和我们同住。
So that he can live with us.
罗马书第三章第二十三节到二十六节这样说。
In the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 26.
他说因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Romans 3 chapter 3:23-26. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是借着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed.To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
看见吗？我们都犯了罪。
You see that? We all sinned.
我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
We have all fall short of the glory of God.
亏欠的意思就是够不上的意思。
Which means we are not enough.
不管我们有什么成就，我们都够不上神的荣耀。
No matter what achievements we have, we're not enough to reach God's glory.
我们只能够完完全全的靠神的恩典。
We can only 100% completely to rely on the grace of God.
圣者，神这自己。我们自己不能够凭着自己到他那里去。
We cannot reach the Holy God by our own ability and effort.
但他还为着我们舍弃了他自己的儿子耶稣，借着他的宝血，我们却能够来到他面前。
Yet for us, he sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, and by his blood, we can then go to God.
凭着耶稣的血。
Because of his blood,
会幕的那个会幕要圣殿里面的那一个幔子要从上到下裂成两半。
The veil in the holy temple was torn from top to bottom into half.
像我们这些人本来是嘴唇不洁的人，也住在嘴唇不洁的人民当中，却能够直接的坦然无忌的。到神面前来敬拜他。
So we who have unclean lips and dwell among the people of unclean lips can come to God with confidence and boldly to his mercy seat.
当我们愿意把自己交托给他的时候，
When we are willing to commit ourselves to him,
神给我们另一个使命。
God has given us another commission.
彼得前书第一章第十三节。
First Peter Chapter 1:13-19.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所来带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵失意的样子。
First Peter 1:13-19. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts, as in your ignorance.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
你们既 称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得属脱去你们祖宗所传希望的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是借着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corrupted things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
所以当我们这些人愿意接受主耶稣做我们的救主的时候，
So when we are willing to receive the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior,
当圣洁的神他的生命进到我们里面的时候，
And when the life of our holy God enters into us,
他就对我们有一个要求了。
He will then have a requirement from us.
这个圣洁的神也要我们做一个圣洁的人。
The holy God demands us to be holy.
像我们周围那些还没信他的人，
Just like the people towards those unbelievers around us.
做一个见证人，
to testify before them,
让他们看见我们的生命的时候，
to be a witness so that when they see our life,
他们就对神有一个敬畏的心，
then they will have a fearful heart towards the Lord,
他们会看见我们不同，
then they will see that we are different,
我们的盼望不同，
because our hopes are different,
我们的盼望是在等待我们的主耶稣基督的显现，
our hopesare to wait for the reappearance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We are to live a holy life.
不是凭着我们自己的能力。
Not by our own might.
乃是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
But through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个羔羊的血。
The blood of the Lamb.
让我们能在地上活出神的性情来。
So that we can live the godly nature on the earth.
做一个在神面前在人面前是一个圣洁的人。
To be a holy man before God and before man.
不是我们比别人好。
It is not that we're better than other people.
而是我们让别人在我们身上看见神自己。
But we allow the other people to see from us God.
这才是全部的福音。
That is the perfect gospel.
不是信主上天堂。
Not just believing the Lord and go to heaven.
而是信主得到神的生命，
but believing the Lord and receive His life,
在地上能够活出天上的样式，
so that we can live a heavenly style while on earth.
我们祷告，
let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的大爱是在我们不能够凭着我们自己能够想象得到。
For your great love that we cannot imagine.
但是在这里坐着的每一个信主的人都已经体会到了。
However, every single believer sitting here have already tasted.
全部都是你的恩典所做成的。
All is done by your grace.
我们没有一个人凭着自己敢在你面前站立得住。
There is none of us there to stand before you by our own effort.
但是我们可以借着羔羊的宝血。
However, we can, by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb.
耶稣基督，你的儿子。
Your son, Jesus Christ.
因为他用他的宝血洁净了我们。
Because he has cleansed us with his precious blood.
他也把他的生命给了我们。
And he has given his life to us.
主啊。
Our Lord.
在座还有一些朋友们。
We have some friends among us.
他们还没有信你。
They have yet to believe in you.
主啊，求你拯救他们。
My Lord, please save them.
因为他们的生命不在他们的掌握之中。
Because their lives is not under their control.
主啊，我们不要他们在面对你的时候不知道该说什么话。
Lord, we do not want to see them knowing nothing to say before you.
主啊，我们可以站在你面前。
Lord, we can stand before you.
说看啊，羔羊的宝血。
And say, look, behold, the blood of Christ
已经拯救了我。
Has already saved me.
主啊，让这些朋友们也有同样的把握。
Lord, help those friends have the same assurance.
能够在审判的日子。
So that on the day of judgment,
不会蒙羞。
They will not be put to shame.
而能够坦然无忌地站在你面前。
But can stand before you boldly.
主啊，拯救他们。
Lord, save them.
让他们来相信，来跟从你。
So that they can come to believe you and follow you.
让你圣洁的生命也在他们里面发作。
So that your holy life can be within them.
让他们也有份以你的性情。
So that they can partake with your divine nature.
在这个污秽，这个悖逆的时代。
In this evil and corrupted world,
做你的见证人。
To be your witness,
我们祷告奉你宝贵的名求。
We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.